the rainforest because 30 species per day are disappearing in 50 acres a minute. And if you think about that, that's a lot. And I mean, think about like species, 30 species a day. That's incredible. The population in 1998 will pass 6 billion, and that means it will have tripled during most of our lives. In the deserts, we've lost 8 million acres of productive soils each year. And we need to work on the global warming issue, which has a lot to do with the rainforest, of course. And the predictions say that it's going to be 3 to 8 degrees rise in the global mean temperature, and this will cause sea levels to rise, flooding coastal areas where 80% of the world's population lives. And the Midwest Corn Belt will move north onto Canadian soils, and those are soils which cannot produce current grain yields, and this will cause massive food shortages. And I'd like to add in here that there's a book out, it's been out a long time, but it's called Diet for a Small Planet. I just now read it, and it is like an amazing book, and it's been revised, and there's some new stuff. So if you read it 10 years ago, read the new stuff again, and it deals a lot with world hunger, which is an important issue. And also recycling. 12% of United States waste is recycled. The average American throws away 4.5 pounds of garbage each day. I know, like, where I live, a lot of people have started recycling, like my friends and me and stuff, and it's really easy. We just, like, put a bunch of boxes in our apartment and threw cans in. You know, you have a party, throw your beer cans in. It's real easy. And so if you recycle in your own place, and then maybe if you live in like an apartment complex, you can try to get the complex to recycle and just spread like that so that it becomes a really worldwide thing, because it's very easy to do, and it's not the kind of thing that is an ethical issue. It's real easy to decide on yes to recycling and stuff. So that's the announcements. A new song by Amy. It's called World Falls. This has a lot to do with nature, so that's why I read those before this.